Okay, people, let's get started. And the second time, let's get started. And the third time, let's get started. And the fourth, let's get started. Good. And welcome to Eurocall 2018. As you can see, we've hoisted the flag, so the conference is officially open. Don't pass the polls without looking at the flag. It's at that side of the building. We're really happy to see you back here in Jyväskylä. As some of you know, we hosted this conference in 2002, and we felt that it was high time to bring it back to Jyväskylä. Not a day older, even though it was 16 years ago. The program for the opening will be of these things. I've got two computers. We have a welcome word from the Dean of the Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences. President's welcome. I'll be back at the microphone with a few more words about practicalities. I've heard people talk about the mobile app, how to find the program and all that, where to go tonight and all that. I'll return to those issues. And then we have a bit of music. But to start the whole show, I'm happy to ask Minna-Riitta to come here to the podium.
I'll just try whether this one works, because I feel like a karaoke singer with this one. So can you hear me if I use this microphone? Okay, fine. Okay, dear guests and colleagues, on behalf of the University of Jyväskylä and the Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences, it gives me a great pleasure to welcome you all to this Eurocall 2018 conference. This year, the conference deals with the current issues and future with the theme Future-Proof Call, Language Learning as Exploration and Encounters. The theme of the conference has attracted around 300 researchers and teachers from 30 different countries, and we are delighted to have you all here as participants of this conference organized by our Jyväskylä Language Campus. For some of you, this might be the first visit to our university, and therefore I'll say a few words about our university. Wrong computer. Themes of this conference deals with pedagogical practices, teacher training, and the future of learning. And these themes are very close to our hearts, since our university has its roots in the first Finnish-speaking teacher training college established by Uno Signeus in 1863. And even nowadays, our university is seen as one of the leading experts in education and teacher training in Finland, at least. In 1963, the teacher training college was renamed as University of Jyväskylä, and it has developed to a multidisciplinary university combining education, humanities and social sciences, natural sciences and sport and health sciences, as well as economics and business administration and information technology. We have six faculties, and the number of faculty members is around 2,700. Our 15,000 degree students come from all over Finland and abroad as well, from some 100 countries. Each year, about 2,000 new students are admitted, and according to the number of master's theses conferred, the University of Jyväskylä is one of the largest universities in Finland. The university has in its strategy... Oh, sorry. It's very difficult to... has in strategy recognized five core areas of research, and as you can see, as many as three of them are closely connected to the theme of this conference, namely learning, teaching and learning and growth environments that support development, languages, culture and communication in global change processes, information technology and the human knowledge society. Next slide, please. The Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences, with its 3,300 students and more than 400 faculty members, is one of the biggest faculties in this university. And the fields of study represented in the faculty include languages and communication, arts and music and culture, and history, social sciences and philosophy. Next one, thank you. Our faculty contributes strongly to the core areas of the university, especially on the area of languages, culture and communities in global change processes. In addition, the university and the faculty have decided to sharpen their profile with special profiling areas. And in 2016, the Academy of Finland granted special five-year funding to strengthen the research in applied language studies. And as a result, the Department of Language and the Center of Applied Language Studies have established a profiling measure named Applied Language Studies for the Changing Society, which focuses on language-related questions and current-day society and aims to develop the field theoretically, methodologically, and empirically. Next slide, please. We have also established the Jyväskylä Language Campus, which is a forum of cooperation between four units at the University of Jyväskylä: the Department of Language and Communication Studies, the Center for Applied Language Studies, the Language Center, and the Department of Teacher Education. The Jyväskylä Language Campus arose from the need to create a wide-ranging network that both benefits education and research and seeks to address the changing needs of society. The Language Campus is an exceptional working environment both nationally and internationally, as it combines research on language and language use, language teaching and learning, as well as language education policies. By launching the Language Campus, we also wanted to highlight the importance and unique volume of the research in applied language studies in our university. There's more than 200 researchers and teachers working on this area. Many of them are interested in the future of language learning and teaching, and therefore I hope you will feel at home here in Jyväskylä. Languages and applied linguistics and language pedagogies have been for a long time a very significant part of our university, both in the fields of training and research. The roots of language studies, the applied language studies at the University of Jyväskylä extend back to the 1970s. We have organized every year for 30 years now Jyväskylä Summer School in Applied Language Studies, which has a reputation of an event where current trends and new openings are discussed and created. Over 30 years of consistent development has led to an internationally unique and recognized profile in researching language in changing societies, examined from an intersection of language learning, teaching and assessment, critical discourse studies and social linguistics and language education policies. A lot has been done, but there's still a lot of work to do. A quick glance through the headlines of your presentations in this conference gives a good overview of the important issues you will discuss during the next few days. The headlines of your papers and posters draw attention to the fact that integrating ICT into current teaching practices is not just about technology, but a complex phenomenon evolving around many different and equally important issues, such as changing educational cultures and practices, pedagogy and learning designs, collaboration, problem solving, ecology of language learning, sustainability, multiple learning environments, multilingualism, multiculturalism, just to mention a few. We have come a long way from the behavioristic structural computer-assisted language learning dating from 1960s through communicative language teaching and learning theories of Kahl in 1980s and 90s, into a current phase that Mark Warschauer has called integrative approach to call. Thanks to multimedia, internet and mobile technology, language learners can, for the first time, communicate directly, inexpensively and conveniently with other language learners and speakers of the target language 24 hours a day from school, work or home. And this has redefined how language learning is done. Today, language learning is democratized, but it has also been individualized. Nevertheless, the history of calls suggests that a computer can even nowadays serve a variety of uses for language teaching. It can still be your tutor, which offers language drills and skill practices, a stimulus for discussion and interaction, a tool for writing and research and doing research, and at the same time, it can also be a medium of global multicultural communication and a source of limitless authentic materials. During these next days, you will discuss what language teaching will look like in the future, and also focus on the theoretical boundaries and practical habits that should be crossed in order to create sustainable futures for language teaching and learning. I want to thank the plenary speakers and all the presenters and participants for coming and sharing your expertise and insights. And of course, I want to thank the organizers, the Language Campus team, for bringing you together and taking care of all the practicalities. I'm sure this conference will be a highly dialogical and inspiring event and give you plenty of opportunities to raise important questions and also, I hope, find answers as well in order to develop practices that prepare our students for the future. If the ability to embrace change, learn new things, and reflect our own practices is important to our students in the future, it is maybe even more important to us all as teachers and researchers of language education. Maybe it's good to bear in mind that the future is not just something that lies ahead of us. Instead, it's something we create with our own decisions and actions. I wish you all good luck with your important work. Once more, welcome.
Thank you, Minna-Riitta. And now I don't have anything to change the slide. Okay, thanks. And next it will be Miriam talking about some things about the Eurocall as organization and how we've organized some things for you at this conference.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Eurocall 2018. And thank you. Thank you for hosting us, Jyväskylä. Here we are, 16 years down the line, back in Finland. For many of you, it will be the first time in Jyväskylä, though, and for some of you, even the first time at a Eurocall conference. For those who've been here before, there won't be much time, though, to go on a trip down memory lane, because we are here to future-proof call. What brings us together this year is our interest in making call sustainable, making the teaching and learning of languages and cultures with technology sustainable in contexts which are getting increasingly complex. It is a good moment to take a fresh look at our mission and purpose as an association. And this is exactly what we are planning to do together with you over the next couple of days. And when I say we, I mean my colleagues from the executive board, John, Sake, Anna, Salomi, Orana, Alex, Kate, who hosted us last year in Southampton, Fanny, who will be hosting us next year in Louvain, Peppy, who is our chair this year, Teresa, and the most important person, Tony, our secretary. So in addition to the workshops, the special interest group meetings, the national rep meeting, the posters, the talks, the symposia, and of course our keynotes, you will find us throughout the conference in the agora next to the cafeteria at the Eurocall talk shop. Please come and share your ideas, your blue skies thinking as to how we can best future-proof call and Eurocall as an association. Share your idea with us, your ideas with us at the talk shop coffee table. One of us will be there to engage with you, but we will also do our best to engage with those who could not make it. And Teresa, our social media champion, is now going to say a few words about how we are going to do this over the next few days.
Okay. Should I sing? No, I won't sing. Yeah. While we're all in a room together, if you can just look at any empty seats that you see around you and try and imagine those people who aren't fortunate enough to have funding or to have permissions or appropriate visas to be with us. And this was something we in Eurocall became particularly aware of last year, thanks to Parisa, who's out there somewhere, who went through many, many trials and tribulations to try and come to Eurocall in 2017, but is here in 2018 physically. However, it made us realize that the technologies are ubiquitous these days and we can do more with our virtual strand. Eurocall's always had a virtual strand. It's usually been in the form of a blog. And what we're doing this year is using that virtual strand, which you'll find linked from the conference website, to pass on to you information about how we're opening the doors of this conference to those people who are in those missing spaces and joining us virtually. So that includes a session every day, which is actually open to anybody here if they wish to be an on-site buddy through the volunteer organization that's called Virtually Connecting. If you know nothing about it, there's your first reason to go to the blog and find out more. We're also reporting there with a very little group of social media champions. Saha, who is out here somewhere as well. There she is. Saha Cloud, who at Saha Cloud on Twitter, who has been looking for volunteers to get involved in championing Eurocall, the hashtag Eurocall 2018. So do spot and talk to Saha if you're interested in joining that group. And again, their activities will be reported in the blog. Thank you, Saha. Thank you.
Now she's standing up.
We're standing up. Yeah. We've also been able, using the technologies that we have at our disposal now, to offer opportunities for people to present in from outside. So there will be one, but it's a start. You have to start with one, don't you? We have one person on Friday who's going to be presenting on digital storytelling. Again, we will capture it. You'll see it through the blog. So please use the virtual blog as a way of linking and passing that information on to those people who are missing in those chairs. It may be your students, it may be your colleagues who, for whatever reason, can't be here this year. Let's open the door and let them in too.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Teresa. Alex, are you ready? Yes. We also have reason to celebrate.
Possibly, if you're one of 10 lucky people. This year is the 30th volume of Recall, a journal which is published by Cambridge University Press in association with Eurocall. To celebrate our birthday, we have hidden 10 past copies of Recall at various places around the conference venue. I say we. Thank you, Anna, for that. If you happen to find one of these 10 copies of Recall, take it to the most important person, Tony, and she will substitute your copy of Recall for a small bottle of Finnish liqueur.
Very small.
10 lucky people.
Thank you, Alex. Salome. And finally, Salome, who is responsible for our special interest groups.
Okay, well, a very vibrant group of Eurocall Association is its special interest groups. During the year, they organize local, online, and conference events on the special interest of the association members on CMC, Corpus Call, Virtual Worlds and Serious Games, MOL, iCall, Teacher Education, Graduate Student, and LMOOC, and less widely taught languages. Today, we have the six chairs, secretaries, and members here with us. I invite the chairs and secretaries who have already arrived, because some of them are still on their way, to rise so you can meet them. Please, six chairs and secretaries. Thank you. During the conference, join them in their presentations and their SIC meetings. Join them in organizing the events of your special interest for the next year, and take the be part of those SICs. They're very important, and I think we all have special interests under the umbrella of Eurocall. I take this opportunity to thank them warmly for their work so far. Thank you all.
Okay, that was it from us. I think we are rolling.
Yep. Thank you, Miriam. In case you're wondering that Linda just happened to be in this room and started drawing stuff, so no, she was invited to live sketch this event. So Linda is from an alumni of this university, has now a firm. And Linda is a language teacher, so she does have an interest. Oh, she used to be, that she's in denial that she isn't anymore, but once a language teacher, you're always a language teacher. Oh, sorry, now I'm going the wrong way. A few words about the theme. Minna-Riitta already talked a lot about our profile here in Jyväskylä, that we really are interested in making decisions today that have an impact on the futures of our students, ourselves, and things so forth. I remember the closing. What did you do? Oh, yeah. The closing ceremony at Southampton, Juha and I clearly remember us saying that we need to challenge ourselves. We need to think outside the box. We need to be able to step outside our own comfort zones. We need to be able to listen to people that aren't necessarily from within our own domain. And we need not always only preach to the choir, but we need to listen to other areas of interest too. So for this year's conference, we decided that all the keynotes would be people that would bring in new perspectives, things that we really are thinking and talking about already now, but these people come from those areas specifically. So we have Saku Tuominen, who is a Finnish innovator within the school system and education, really keen on finding new ways of developing a sustainable future for education, not only in Finland, but abroad as well. We've got Claire Kramsch, who is the person within applied linguistics who's been reinventing many of her approaches into the area of language teaching and learning. And then we have Mark Brown, who is the chair for innovation in learning technologies, digitalization. So we're hoping that these people will help us challenge ourselves as well. But also, like Minna-Riitta said, there are so many interesting papers, so many interesting perspectives that you're bringing in to this discussion. We're hoping that the closing panel on Saturday would help us, again, take a few more steps into that kind of reinvention of ourselves. Miriam and I tried to kind of spell that out in the welcoming words in the program book that you have. But the theme has a purpose and a point, and that is that, like Minna-Riitta said, the future is not something that happens to us, but it's something that we actively create. And this is true to language teaching and learning, especially, I would think. A few housekeeping things. I already said that Linda in denial is here for a purpose. She will be sketch live sketching the keynotes and the panel, and will come and visit some of the sessions during the conference. All these live sketches will be put on the website. They will be part of the story of EuroCall 2018. Teresa already mentioned the virtual strand. That, again, is something that is not just happening. It's something that we can actively develop. If you want to be a blogger, I used to be the one nagging about the blogging, and I remember conferences where people were just simply avoiding me because I was hunting for bloggers. So I promise not to do this year because Teresa is the one doing it. So if you want to be blogging for the virtual strand, just kind of documenting what's happening, insights, things that you've listened to, things that you've come up with, and things that you think are worth broadcasting to people that are not on site, but also to be archived from this conference for future generations, because there will be people reading back to what we did in 2018, and we need to leave a mark. The conference assistants are the ones that are wearing orange. That was the original plan. You could stand up. But since... we do need some rebels, so some of them are wearing gray or black or blue, but in principle, and in any case, you will recognize all the people working for the conference from the blue badge. Then the mobile app. You've already seen the QR code outside and in the program booklet. We've had some confusion with the provider, and... it is either a guidebook or their own specific app that you can use. If you already have guidebook installed on your mobile device, you can just include EuroCall 2018 into that app. But you can also download Easy Platform app, which the QR code takes you to. Sake is now working with the developers of Easy Platform to get the abstracts into the app, because I think you've all been clicking on the title of a presentation, desperately getting to the abstract and not finding it, because it's not there. But we're working on it, and hopefully we get the abstract into the app. But the most recent version of the program is in the PDF format on the conference website. And any changes, we are trying to reflect in that PDF, but also in the mobile app. So if there are any major changes, we'll make an announcement. But other than that, look at the PDF online and the conference app. And all the abstracts are online, but not really easily accessible to the title. And Juha, who is soon going to be here himself, he said all the changes to the date, a certain day, every day, each day, day by day. There's a notice board outside where you see all the changes for that day. So they've been highlighted in the program. And since you have... this morning we found people on different campuses, so you've noticed that there are two campuses. There's the old main campus, and then there's Agora campus. So this is where we are going to be for the rest of the conference. It was only the school visit that started from the main campus. And all the events that we have in the evening will have a guided walk from this building to the place. So tonight there will be a welcome reception hosted by the city of Jyväskylä. By the way, when it says pronounce Jyväskylä on your backs, that's a joke. So the correct way of pronouncing this place is Jyväskylä. But since all people coming here from abroad, they always say Jyväskylä. So we're kind of given into that joke, but it's Jyväskylä. So that's kind of a bit of a joke, funny or not. So the city of Jyväskylä will be hosting tonight's welcome reception. There's a guided walk outside the entrance to this building starting at 22:07. And the event itself starts at 7 in the city hall right next to the church park. There will be food and drinks available, so don't go eating before that. And I'm hoping that we won't run out of food. And that's another point. I know that when we come to conferences, we kind of get annoyed by details and things that aren't right. So come and let us know if there are things that are annoying you, and we can see if we can do something about those. Because that's a kind of a waste of energy that we should not be doing way too much, unless we get extra enjoyment out of it. And then, since the old campus is architecturally very known for the Alvar Aalto architecture, Mikko in the orange T-shirt will be guiding people through the old campus, explaining, telling you about the buildings of Alvar Aalto. I remember some people saying last year that they really want to see Alvar Aalto buildings. So there is a walk with Mikko starting at 10 minutes past 5 tomorrow from here, because tomorrow is your free evening to do whatever you want. So before that, Mikko will take you, and then the walk will finish at the main campus, which will then have an easy access to the city center, for instance. And they also have information about the buildings and things like that. And then on Friday, we have the conference dinner that's included in the prize, and people have signed up. And that's in the city center, also in a building that's drawn by Alvar Aalto. It's called the Aalto Sali. And there is the addresses in your program booklet. Is there anything else, any questions you have at this point? We haven't imitated the conference from 2002 too much, so we're trying to bring in new things, but one thing we decided that we would have from the 2002 opening, and that's the choir that we had. The choir, Ruam Jai, is a local choir, and in Thai language means Ruam Jai. We wanted to bring this choir back here because they really are part of the university life. They do a lot of our development days together with us. So this is music that you can, and I hope they are here. Can you see anybody? Because otherwise we need to do the music ourselves. Mikko is wearing blue. They're supposed to be walking in as I speak. And now they are. Welcome, Ruam Jai.
thank you. These two songs were based on joiks from Lapland, music of the Sami people. And next we're going to perform to you two traditional pieces, of which the first one is from Finland. It's called Käppä, and the second one from Bulgaria called Zenime.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have one more song for you. This one comes from South Africa. It's called Avulekile Masango, and it means the gates of heaven are open and we are going to go inside. And I forgot to mention, we are Roam Chai Choir, or actually only a part of Roam Chai Choir. We're about 45 altogether, but not everyone could make it today, so this is like a selected bunch. Thank you.
Thank you.